You are listening to The Alex Way.
Hola a todos y todas. Welcome to The Alex Way podcast and show. This is a show about passion, dedication, and leadership in the soccer world. I am your host, Alex Moraes, and I am very, very honored to be here with you for one new episode. And before we begin, I just wanted to quickly point out that if you'd like to support, financially support this show, you can do so by clicking on the link below the video or below in the description of the podcast, whether you're listening or watching. And that way, they'll take you to the PayPal account. Any sort of donation will help us out. Also, you can find us in social media. We are in Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. And that is through Alex Moraes, my name, or hashtag The Alex Way. That's the tag. Now, another thing I want to point out is that the podcast is in the most popular podcasting platforms, that is Google Play, iTunes, and Spotify. But you can just look us up at anchor.fm and choose the podcasting platform of your choice. And then last but not least, my amazing, amazing chef wife. That's right. My wife is a professional chef. She just released a brand new business called Sugar Bread Co. or Sugar Bread Company. So check that out via Instagram and Facebook, Sugar Bread Co., and order your specialty breads, banana bread, chocolate chip, banana bread, et cetera, et cetera. And hopefully you find that delicious. Okay, so I would like to introduce you all to today's guest. Today's guest is someone who is a young promise in the soccer world. And I would like to welcome this dual citizen person, American and Honduran, to the show. He is an FC Dallas MLS Next Academy player. Welcome, Nairobi Vargas, to the show. Thank you for being here, man.
Thank you for you, too.
Awesome. And if you don't mind, Nairobi, I'm going to share a few fun facts about you and your career thus far. And just so we clear, aren't you 14 or 15 right now?
I'm 14 right now.
14 years old. All right. So here's a little bit about my guest for today. Okay. Nairobi Vargas, again, American and Honduran, the best of both worlds. Nairobi, let's talk about his football career. It goes back to 2016, 2017, when Nairobi has the experience, the international development football experience with the Carolina Champions League. That's the under 12 Carolina Champions League. Also, we got some stats from that season. We got 22 goals, 15 assists in just 20 games. Then we fast forward from 2017 to 2018. That's in Dallas already. And he starts out with the FC Dallas Academy under 12-year-old team with U.S. Soccer Development Academy of the club. That's the season stats we have for him are 10 goals and 10 assists in just 16 games. Pretty impressive, if you ask me. Also, Nairobi, back in 2018 and 2019 season with the FC Dallas Academy team, this is the under 13-year-old team, U.S. Soccer Development Academy, we have some cool stats of 25 goals, 20 assists in just 26 games. And then the most recent soccer experience or leagues would be with, again, FC Dallas Academy under 14-year-old age group. And that is, again, the U.S. Soccer Development Academy, season stats of 12 goals, 15 assists in 20 games. Today, the 2020-2021 league with FC Dallas Academy, now under 15. We have 4 goals thus far, 4 assists in just 6 games. These are impressive numbers. And let us just mention a couple of the individual achievements. We have in 2016, 2017, the best player of the generation at Adidas Cup. We have 2018, 2019, the top season goal scorer with FC Dallas. Then he goes internationally to the Rayados Cup, that's in Mexico, top goal scorer. And then the experience at the Amistad Cup, right? And that is a top goal scorer as well. Then 2021, he has, again, those four goals, five assists with the under 15 team. And so with some of the extra international experience that he has, it seems like in 2016, he was part of the one-week camp in Georgia for the USA national team. I take it, Nairobi, this is the youth national team, correct? And then you have 2020 now invited by the Honduras youth national team on the under 17 one. And then 2020, the same year, the pandemic year, you have the under 15 USA youth national team camp. So, man, let me ask you this. You are 14 and you're getting these invitations from the Honduran Federation, the U.S. Federation. Did you ever picture that was going to happen to you?
Oh, not really. It was just like, it's amazing to get all these opportunities and invitations.
What do you think triggered the fact that you were invited in the same year, 2020, a pandemic kind of year hits, and you have experienced in the same year, both the Honduras youth national team under 17, but then at the same time, the U.S. under 15 national team. Is there a competition here to see who gets you? What's happening there?
I think there is, because like over here, that's where I grew up here. But then, you know, in Honduras, that's where all my family is. So there's always that competition.
Is that something that makes you stressed out at times because you have the dual citizenship, or how do you take it? How do you take it in?
Well, it's kind of hard because I'm kind of scared if I choose the USA, there are going to be people yelling at me in the future games. But if I choose like Honduras, then over here, my friends are going to be mad at me too. So, I mean, it's hard.
It is difficult, but it seems like so far you've had a lot of success in your current career. It seems like it's being noticed not only domestically but also internationally. And let me ask you, what do you think has helped you achieve so much in every single league that you've been competing in since 2016, of course?
Probably the extra work, the always training, the always putting in the work. Yeah, just my dad, yeah, and God.
Absolutely. So that's good to know that you're a young adult who, you know, a teenager who has faith. That's awesome. And the support of your family, so important. You said something about extra work. What do you mean by that, Nairobi? Besides practice, what else is there to your schedule?
For me, we train every day. Even if we have a day off, like today, usually we, for the team, we get it off, but we work with my dad. A lot of extra work. While others are resting, you got to work.
Okay, that's interesting. And what kind of work specifically do you do? Is it technical? Is it weightlifting? Is it what kind of work is that you do with your dad?
It could be anything. If in the game I do something bad, I get a chance and I don't score it, but we work on the same chance again and again and again.
That's very, very good. Yeah, it sounds like to me like your dad is a coach, yes. Isn't he? Yeah, that's what a coach does. We try to work on those challenges to try to overcome it. Okay, great. So tell me a little bit more about, just so people get an idea of who you are, but how would you describe yourself? Is there anything there? How would you describe yourself to people so we can get a better idea of who Nairobi is?
I'm a determined kid that has a dream. I want to become a great player, and I just want to, you know, show people what I can do, you know, and I want to, like, just be a better player every day. Yeah.
And we'll talk about probably your dream towards a little bit towards the end and about future goals that you may have. But how was your life like growing up? Because if I'm not mistaken, were you born here in the U.S.?
I was born in Honduras.
All right. Look at that. You just don't have an accent. That's how crazy. So how was your childhood growing up like? Like, in what town? What was your favorite food? Can you tell us about it?
I moved when I was very little. I was like 5 years old to here in USA. So I don't remember much from Honduras. And I'm a kid that has moved a lot because of my parents' jobs and stuff, you know. So I guess I like... My favorite food is pizza because I grew up here.
And, that's awesome. That's awesome. What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. You can't go wrong with it, huh? That's awesome. All right. So moving a lot, growing up. So it seems like you've grown up here, right? Because I guess at age of five, I don't even remember much. Yeah. Of my life before 4 or 5. So where did you move and where did you pretty much grow up here in America?
I moved a lot here too, in states. I think at first I was in New York. I lived there for 1 year, and then I moved to North Carolina, lived there for 5 years, and now I live here in Texas.
That is crazy. Yeah. Did you get a chance to go to the beach in North Carolina?
Yeah, only one time.
Wow, that's cool. All right, and what's your favorite state so far?
Here, Texas. I like
probably here. I'm from Texas. Huh? All right, that's awesome. Okay, so you have from my information, I know that your family has been very supportive. You have your mom. You have your dad. You have your brother, or actually brothers, if I'm not mistaken. How important is family to you?
Very, very important. It's the most important thing. They're always there for me, no matter what. Yeah, they love me, and it's good to have that support.
Wow, that's awesome. Is your mom passionate about soccer? Yes. As well, or is your mom just like, soccer, whatever? Or
she doesn't know that much, but she knows if I'm doing good or bad, and that's all she knows.
That's awesome. All right. Now, if you don't mind, let's talk about your dad a bit. Your dad was a professional player himself. In fact, he was a goalkeeper. Do you know much about your dad's playing career?
I think, yeah, I know a little bit, not much, but I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that been very influential? The fact that you have a family relative who was so into soccer.
Yeah, it helps because he knows what the sport is about. He knows the adversities and almost everything. What he failed in his career, that's what he tells me. So I can know and watch out for that stuff.
Wow. And are your brothers as passionate as you are for the sport, for the game?
Yeah, they're very passionate.
do they play or do they not play, or someone plays but you, besides your siblings?
My little brother plays, and my big brother used to play, but not anymore.
All right. That's awesome. I guess your little brother is trying to be like you, huh? Following your footsteps.
Yeah.
What are their names, if that's all right, so we can honor them? The names of your family, your mom, your dad, your siblings.
I have my dad's name is Santos Vargas. My mom's name is Elsie Vargas. My brother's name is, my little brother is Caleb Vargas, and my big brother is Luther Vargas.
That's awesome. Did you grow up with a lot of Spanish around you, or can you speak it? Can you understand it?
I speak Spanish, but very good Spanish. I get confused by Spanish and English, so it's hard.
Is it like Honduran Spanish or like a standard Spanish?
Honduran Spanish.
Ah, qué buena onda. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so we talked about a little bit about your little bit of your background, and how you were raised, and then the family support that is so important to you. How come you said God? I mean, what is the level of impact that your faith has in your life?
It has a lot of impact. For me, I think God is what's been always there for me. When I've been on my lowest point, God has helped me through it. God is always there for me. Even though when I let myself down, he's always there for me.
Wow, who instilled this? The faith factor in your life? Was it something you were seeking, or you saw something, someone influenced you?
I saw it through my experiences in life. I saw it by myself.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm a Christian myself as well. I know this is not a Christian show, but ever since, how old were you when you knew that you became a Christian?
When all this pandemic stuff happened, I think that's when everything was like, it was tough because you didn't have anything to do here. And then, yeah.
Very interesting. All right. So we are with Nairobi Vargas. He is a young promise. And I've been sharing thus far a couple of pictures, a couple of footage of his playing career. Right now, he's with FC Dallas. And I just want to remind everybody who's watching or listening, we're in the most popular podcasting platforms, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify. But you can go to anchor.fm and choose the platform of your choice. You can also support the podcast financially through PayPal. The description has the link below. And we're all over social media as well. I want to remind you that Sugar Bread Co. is open. So look him up, Sugar Bread Co. Instagram and Facebook. That's my wife's new business with specialty breads made by her, a chef herself. Now, we've talked a little bit about you to get to know, you know, your core values, your family and your background and why not, which is very, very positive, it seems, very supportive. You have the faith factor too that plays a lot into it. Can you tell me more about now your soccer career? When did you say, this is the sport, this is my sport, and I'm going to be professional about this and dedicate myself to it? When did that happen?
It's always been a sport. We've always liked the sport a lot. My dad played it, and I think when I saw him like play and stuff, you know, I used to watch videos on in the TV. I liked how Messi dribbles to a bunch of players. I've always liked that. And all these Brazilian players doing all these skills, I've always wanted to do that stuff. So, yeah.
So who are your biggest influences in the game? Do you have any preferred player or players? What about teams?
I have a lot of players. I have like, I could go on for days just saying players.
Yeah. What are your top three? What are you, who are your top three players so we get a better understanding there?
I think I can say Ronaldinho,
Messi. Okay, Gaúcho. Ronaldinho Gaúcho, yeah. Number one from Brazil.
And okay. Messi and then Zidane, probably.
Wow, yeah, he was awesome. He was awesome. Created that around the world move. He's now a coach. Do you think he'll be a coach one day?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll ask you the same question in the next 15 years. Probably something will happen. All right. So, about FC Dallas. How do you guys end up with FC Dallas?
There was this big tournament going on. It was the Prospects Cup. It was going to be on TV. And there was going to be big teams like Barcelona, Real Madrid, and this youth tournament. And I told my dad I wanted to go and see them. And when I came here, I came to watch the tournament, and my dad started talking to the coaches and trying to see which team would pick me out, give me a chance. And FC Dallas was the team that gave me that chance.
FC Dallas was a part of that Prospects Cup.
Yeah.
And that, was that experience somehow like a scouting experience, was it?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Wow. So that was that immediately after you all moved to Texas that you looked for that opportunity?
Yeah, that was when we moved to Texas.
All right. Wow. And you've been with FC Dallas ever since. Now, tell us how, I mean, because you're with FC Dallas, but this is a development academy. So this is an MLS Next, correct?
Yeah.
So you participate in MLS Next competitions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you started in MLS Next since that under 12-year-old team back in 2016, right?
In U12, it was actually the U.S. development program.
All right. All right.
When the pandemic started, everything shut down, and now it's the new MLS Next program.
But it's the same concept. It's just a different name, correct? Okay,
same,
that makes sense.
Same concept.
So tell me about what is a day in the life of an FC Dallas player like you. Obviously, it's a youth, you know, team, but what makes it special? Like, tell me about what goes on in a day-by-day basis there, your schedule.
Okay, we go to school first, and then this van picks us up from school, and we go earlier than the normal kids to go to training. We train for like 2 hours, and sometimes we watch film and stuff. I think what makes FC Dallas different is what they put so much effort into the youth.
What do you mean by that specifically?
Like there's always a homegrown player signing. I think there's like 33 around there players that have signed, and they're very young. They're like 17 year olds, 16 years old that they sign, and yeah, it inspires the academy to play.
Do you get a chance to interact with the first team
at all? They're always there. We have our fields. There's the first team field is right next to like all the fields. And sometimes we see the players walking by to train. Sometimes the first team trainer is always there watching us. It's yeah.
Wow. And do you guys have a chance to, you know, say hi to them? Do they feel, do these guys, you know, come to you and, you know, they're very humble. They talk to you or they just bypass you. Well, what is the culture of FC Dallas like?
Like they always, you can, if you see one, they're humble that you ask them for a picture, they give you a picture. Because they've been through what we've been through, a lot of them. So they understand.
That's awesome. Now, obviously, you know, you go to school, you get picked up, you go to training. in your prioritization, in the prioritization of the team, or prioritization, I don't think micro cycle, that would be more for a youth national team, but in a prioritization of your team, do you have dual training, some training, two trainings in a day, or just one training session, Mondays through Friday? So what is that like?
Just one training session every day.
All right. Every day from Monday to Friday, or even weekends at times?
If we don't have a game, then we have it on weekends.
Okay. And then your recovery session, what does that look like? Let's say after you have a game, right? You got to recover. So you know, what do you typically do with your teammates and your coach?
I think we on Mondays, we think we watch a film or we're with our athletic trainer, and she just tells us to, like, we relax, like rolls, you know, to relax the muscles and stretching. And yeah, that's the day. And we play soccer tennis when on the days that we're supposed to relax.
That's awesome. Great. So it's a little bit kind of like a stretch or maybe kind of a yoga kind of feel.
Yeah, kind of.
And then you play also the soccer tennis as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you play with the coaching staff at times?
Sometimes they join in, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's awesome. How influential has your head coach been today of your current season? How long have you had that coach? Is it a new coach per season? Can you tell me about that?
Every season we have a new coach. And this one, the one I have now, he's very good. He has a lot of experience and he helps us a lot. And he, the same coach that we have right now, he's like an assistant with the second team coach. So he knows all that professional stuff.
So he does also, he's assistant coach of probably the USL.
Yeah.
That you have.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now that's something, isn't it? What's his name?
His name is Alex Aldes.
Alex Aldes?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Is he American or international?
I think he's Argentinian.
Oh, look at that. Awesome. I love Argentina, man. That's awesome. Argentina produces great coaches. That's a fact. Wow, that's awesome. Okay, great. So every single season, you have a new coach. You have this prioritization, but I guess maybe because of your age group, ever since you started in FC Dallas, it seems like you have one training session per day, right? Mondays to Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And then do they tell you, like, do they train you and the rest of your players in what the FC Dallas way is? Like, FC Dallas is about this. These are our values. This is our mission. You know, can you describe a little bit more about that kind of culture?
Here in FC Dallas, it's possession. They like, it's all about the small things, like your body position when you're about to receive the ball, so you can go forward, and like possession, trying to keep the ball, keep it moving, switch it to the other side, and combinations. Yeah.
Wow, so cool. Okay, so let me see. Do you have some sort of pathway that you're working towards with your coach? You know, maybe you're saying you said you had a dream a few minutes ago. Where do you see yourself going to?
Well, I want to, maybe in a few years, or maybe like this next year or a few years, maybe start to train with a second team, and then, you know, keep on progressing through the levels. And maybe one day I can, you know, sign with the pro team, with the first.
Do they tell you, Nairobi, what that process looks like? Do they say to you, hey, you know, if when that happens, it's because a certain coach or a certain person will approach you or will invite you, or how does that work? How do you get a chance to finally train with the big guys?
They always, they like, they, they, they give you a lot of chances. There's people like 15-year-olds, like my age. There's players that are already playing with second team, making second team rosters. And there's people like they give you chance when you're ready. I think they know and they give you chances, opportunities.
What have they told you thus far? Huh? Have they said anything to you? Have they said to you, you're almost there, you're ready, you're missing this? Is there any communication? Do they have any personal development plan for you?
Yeah, they always tell me that they're going to give me a chance. And I'm still waiting for that chance. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's pretty impressive. That's exciting. And again, you are 14 years old, so you're about to head to that 15-year-old mark. You never know, right? Like you said, like maybe like the others who have been lucky enough, 15 to go up there, maybe you're next, or maybe just you're a few years away, huh?
Yeah, because there's slow developers, there's early developers, so I think you never know. You just gotta you just gotta be ready. Whenever you get the chance, you gotta take that chance.
Have you played in a club that is not MLS Next Door Development Academy before joining FC Dallas? Did you play in a rec situation or always competitively?
My dad had a couple of teams. It wasn't. High level, but it was pretty competitive. And then I played with a club named Inner Development Academy, Inner Development Football, and they teach me a lot to prepare me for this high level that I'm in now.
Of course. And that was wherever you were in this different states, perhaps. Was it that did that happen when you were in New York, for instance?
It happened when I was in North Carolina.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess because you were a bit older, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess you have experienced both a non-development academy as well as the actual MLS Next. So what are some major differences that you saw, like right into it?
The competitiveness. Here, it's very competitive. Here in Dallas, here we have one like a very good region because we have Houston Dynamo, we have Austin FC, and they're very good. They compete, and FC Dallas always has this because we're a very good academy. There we always have something on our back, and every MLS academy wants to just take it away from us. They always want to beat us.
That is something else, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're right. I mean, Texas now with Austin FC. It's one more professional club that also has youth teams that are just being competitive and trying to get some of the talent to their clubs, right? I mean, that is pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so let me see here. When it comes to being, in FC Dallas right now, obviously, you're in this developmental stage, but, do you have a contract with the club, even though you're just 14 years old? Is there anything that keeps you from leaving, or are you able to make a move, if there's a chance, if there's an opportunity?
Every year we sign a contract that we have to be with FC Dallas, but in the summer it ends. So, and each year the team changes. So every year you got to sign a contract, and to be with a full-time player, there's also part-time players. So, yeah.
Now you said that there's always a different coach. You said that now there's a one-year contract, which makes sense. But then obviously you have that summer window probably for, you know, it's a lobby opportunity, maybe within FC Dallas, or maybe for you to go out. I'm not saying you're going out, but when it comes to staying at FC Dallas, how easy it is to, for you to say, oh, it'll be fine. I'll be in the, like, as I get older, I'll continue to be in the next MLS, next team. Is that a fair statement that it's, is it easy? Do you think it's easy? I'll continue to be there.
Every year it gets harder. So if you're not making stats, if you're not starting, then you always got to be, you know, prepared, because you never know. It gets harder every year. And there's people that I've known that get kicked out. Like they're not in the team anymore the next year. The team that we have now and the team that we had 2 years ago is very different, because you can get moved down. You can move to another team. It changes. You always got to be ready.
So you have to do this MLS Next ID sessions, correct? I mean, just because you had a phenomenal season on Why Not doesn't mean that you're automatically secured, I guess. Do you have to still, Nairobi, you have to go to ID sessions to see if you can make it for the next cup?
Oh, the team, once the season ends, if the other team, the next team coach wants you, then he goes, he tells you that he wants you to be the part of the team. But if you don't, then you either go to the lower level, to Premier, or you stay.
At what level are you now? What levels are there? You said Premier, but what is the top? What is the next level going in? Is it MLS Next? What would you call that? Just MLS Next and Premier Championship and so on?
There's MLS Next, which is the academy. And then there's a Premier. It's ECNL. ECNL.
Okay, then, yeah, I got it.
And then there's like the rec. I don't know what it's called, but it's lower division.
Got it. Interesting. And you have played. Have you been moving up or kind of like in a, what kind of way have you been moving? Have you stayed up in MLS Next, or did you start back then ECNL, NPL, or what was it like?
Oh, I was always in MLS Next every year.
Man, that says something about you, huh? So I think now we've talked a little bit more about what is it like to be an MLS Next player, and the fact that, you know, you're with FC Dallas, and we've discussed a little bit about the FC Dallas culture, a little bit about how they run business with their players. I think it would be worth talking about the future. And so, if that's okay with you, do you, first of all, you have a debate in there, obviously. I mean, it's either going to be a U.S. or Honduras, right? And that's something you have to think about. It's your decision, I would assume. But aside from the international camps and national teams, is there a particular league in the world that you would aspire to be in? Is there something that calls your attention for you to go there and have a career somewhere?
I've always watched the Premier League and the Spanish First Division, and I like both of those leagues a lot.
So you wouldn't mind? I mean, you don't have a preference over the other. You know, those two are pretty competitive. Is it La Liga or the English Premiership, right? So mm-hmm. Either one. It seems like you're open to either destination, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to play in both.
That would be fun. Which one would you like to go in first?
La Liga.
La Liga, huh? You have some clubs in there that call your attention, or are you someone who's open to anything?
I'm open to anything.
Okay, good. Do you have a favorite team though in there? In those countries?
Barcelona probably is my favorite.
Barcelona, La Masia, yeah, it's one of the best academies in the world, and that's one of the best clubs. And in the Premiership, What do you see there in England?
I like Man U, Manchester United.
Manchester United, my boy. My man, that's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Awesome, awesome. So let me ask you this. You right now have been experiencing, you know, under 17 in Honduras, under 15 in the in youth national team in the US. Is there a reason why you were not called to your actual age group in Honduras?
I'm not really sure.
That was just an invitation, right? That you got.
Yeah, it was an invitation.
Got it. Okay. Got it. But then in the US, do you feel like it's probably more based on the age group? Do you think you could go and play up? If you had the opportunity, here it's more age group or?
It depends, I think, because like some players, U17 and stuff, like that's where you play in the World Cup, the U17 World Cup. So it depends, a lot of factors.
That makes sense. Let me ask you this: do you have any sort of hobbies outside soccer?
No, not really. I just play video games on TV and watching YouTube.
You play FIFA?
Yeah, I play FIFA.
So it's always soccer, 24/7.
Yeah.
I love it, man. That's awesome. Okay, so I think we're ready for what I call the lightning round. This is the face of the episode in which I give you a couple of different words. I give you one word. And as I give you a word, hopefully you can respond back with your thoughts. Maybe one word to that comes to mind first, or maybe a phrase, you know, a short phrase. So it's like a speed round. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
All right. Great. So let's play this game. This is Nairobi Vargas light round. I'm going to give him a couple words. Hopefully he comes back with a word or a phrase. And here we go with the first one. Honduras.
Family. Family love. Yeah. Yeah.
The U.S.
Friends. School. Yeah.
Education.
Good grades, bad grades.
Yeah. Soccer.
Winning, working hard.
La pelota, the soccer ball.
Score. Put it in the back of the net.
FC Dallas.
My family, my friends, and win.
Okay. Family? Did I say that one already? No, right?
I think, you know, you haven't said it.
Family.
Love. They sometimes they annoy you, but you still got to.
That's awesome. New York,
the start, and just a little kid.
North Carolina.
Learning how to play soccer.
Texas.
The high development.
Awesome. Awesome. Those were really, really spot on answers, man. That's awesome. Now, let me, before we finish this interview, I think it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed talking to you and get to know you more. And I hopefully you felt comfortable here. Let me ask you this. For all of those folks who are watching, you know, parents are going to be watching and listening to this. They're watching and listening to this. Parents of kids with dreams, aspirations, even young guys, you know, young players, athletes, or young men and women like yourself, who would like to be in your shoes, you know, have that same opportunity. What words of advice would you give all of those kiddos that would like to be at that level, MLS Next, FC Dallas, like yourself?
You always try to be the best player, the best player you can be. You always got to work hard, like the hardest you work, the hardest, really hard work, and just have fun. If you don't like soccer, then don't play soccer, because you got to actually, like, you have to love the sport.
I love that, man, because I feel like I tell my whoever I coach, my players, I tell them the first day, I say, if this is not what something you love, then this is not the right place for you. You gotta love this. And I think that you do. I've seen your videos, man, and I've seen your achievements. I've talked to your dad a little bit, and I'm really, really curious to see what happens next with you. I'm cheering for you all the way from Missouri, like another Honduran who's in America. I want you to know that I'll be following you really closely. And I'm excited to see where you go, man. I think you're a great kid, great heart. And thank you so much for allowing me to interview you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Thank you to you too, you, for this opportunity. And I really like this. This whole interview was very fun and very good.
Awesome. Well, is it okay if I interview you again in the future? Would you be okay with it?
Yeah, I would love to do that again.
In Spanish?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay, awesome. Okay, we got it in video and in podcast that Nairobi Vargas would like to be interviewed in Spanish sometime in the future. Well, thank you so much, Nairobi. Thank you to your family. Thank you to your club, FC Dallas. And I want to wish you the best. Guys, if this is okay with you, can I share your username and Instagram with everybody?
Yeah.
All right. And are you open for anyone who has questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Nairobi. So that was Nairobi Vargas. This was a great episode. This is a young promise, dual citizenship. We'll see what happens. He's had a lot of work in front of him, but also a lot of decision-making to do, whether that's the U.S. or Honduras internationally, and to see what happens with his MLS Next and MLS career. Nairobi Vargas, follow him for via Instagram. I'm going to leave, just click on the description so you can follow his journey. If you have any questions, go for it. He just agreed to, you know, help you out if he has the time, just to, you know, if you have any questions about, you know, playing next level, any advice, he'll be there for you for sure. Thank you, Nairobi, and everybody else. I'll see you in the next episode. Remember, the Alex Way is in the most popular podcasting platforms. Go to anchor.fm, choose your favorite one, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and then PayPal link is down there if you want to financially support us. And let's not forget about Sugar Bread Co. Go look it up in Instagram and Facebook. Subscribe to YouTube. Give me your questions. And I'll see you in the next episode, which is going to be in Spanish. So, gracias and ciao.
You've been listening to The Alex Way. We're all over the internet. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.